So what ought to be my motivation for evangelism? Many people are motivated perhaps by a missionary meeting or a sudden burst of spiritual energy or desire to be useful. Many people are motivated by the need that they see around them in the community. Street people, perhaps. Many people are motivated by many different aspects of life around them. But as Christians, what ought to motivate me to go out and speak and to be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within me? I think it's summed up in the law of God. The Lord said in the summary of the law, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength and mind, and your neighbour as yourself. Those two things. And those two aspects, a love for God and a compassion for my neighbour. If I have those, then that will be motivation sufficient to send me out, naturally constrained, to go out and preach the gospel. The first aspect of that, of course, is love for the God, for the Lord. It's a love that constrains me. The love of Christ constrains me. It's a desire to reciprocate what he has done for me. He has saved my soul. He has delivered me from hell. The Israelites, as they were coming out of Egypt, were not just to come out and to be liberated and emancipated from slavery. The Lord said to Moses that you're to go and bring the Israelites out of Egypt in order that they might serve me. That was the key. And that was the fundamental reason why Israel were to be emancipated from Egypt. And so my motivation then is to serve the Lord out of a deep experience of God. Now where do I get that experience? I get it in his word. I read the word. And out of that word he speaks to me. And as I speak to him in prayer. And I speak to him in prayer and he speaks to me in his word. And as I meditate upon that word and I am devotionally reading that word, there's an experience of God. It's the interface between prayer and reading scripture. Where I go to scripture and I'm reading scripture prayerfully, and there comes a time in that period of time when I'm reading and praying that I don't know whether I'm reading or praying, because I'm praying scripture. And it's an experience of God in that deep, meditative and substantial experience of the Lord that we as Christians ought to desire, that we ought to pursue, that we ought to love. And having experienced God in the secret place, then we go out and minister to a needy world.